It's Thursday, the 22nd of August, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The University of Namibia has signed a memorandum of understanding with four other Roof Forum member universities to strengthen foresight capacity at the African institutions, support capacity building and collaborative effort between the academia and industry on the continent. UNAM spokesperson Simon Namisho has more.
These partnerships will allow students to study at other universities, take part in joint research projects, and publish in top journals. It also encourages collaboration in areas like agricultural innovation, public policy, and preparing for the future of work. Through this agreement, all universities aim to strengthen their academic programs, build new opportunities, and contribute to the development of Africa.
The second annual Namibia Oil and Gas Conference is taking place at the Mercure Hotel in Windhoek. This year's theme is the next step toward a prosperous oil and gas industry powering Namibia's sustainable future. The conference includes a panel discussion on the country's position in the global oil and gas market and focused on economic growth, market development and strategies for a low-carbon economy. Martin Salomon, Energy SME Senior Manager at PricewaterhouseCoopers South Africa, is also participating in the event.
Gas is always most valuable when it's consumed in a local or regional context. Gas is always better consumed when moved from source to market. LNG is an option only when you've got significant volumes at long distances. So my advice even to Namibia is think bigger than your own need. Position to become an exporter not only of your hydrocarbons but also of power.
Over the past year, Africa has seen an increase in civilian-led resistance movements, with the most recent anti-government protests seen in Kenya. The Holding Opinion and Public founder Kwame Sano told Newsroom Africa that governments are not trusted because they are not seen as competent and ethical.
Governments are not trusted. 42% only in Kenya and Nigeria, 29% in South Africa. And trust is about competence and ethics. Are our government competent today? Are they delivering on what they promised themselves? That's really a question. When you see the level of unemployment, the issue of the economy, the cost of life, living crisis, and on the ethical aspect, constantly corruption makes the headline in the media without any adequate response to that.
Ceasefire talks are expected to resume in Cairo on Thursday, with mediators desperate to finalize a truce agreement between Israel and Hamas after more than 10 months of fighting.
The Israeli military has been carrying out heavy strikes in Lebanon, targeting what it says are Hezbollah weapons depots, rocket launchers and other infrastructure as air raid sirens continue to ring out in Israel's north, with rockets and drones fired into largely evacuated communities. Tensions between Israel and Hezbollah continue to mount, with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying on Wednesday that the country is ready for any scenario, both on the defensive and on the attack. Sarah Coates, Tel Aviv.
And the UN Security Council on Wednesday heard that violence cost the world nearly $20 trillion in 2023. That is 13.5% of global GDP.
In addressing the council, Elizabeth Spearhair, Assistant Secretary General for Peace Building Support, insisted that council members and the UN body as a whole must adopt the UN Secretary General's new agenda for peace and break the cycle of violence around the world.
Building and sustaining peace is central to the work of this council and the organization. And yet, the number of conflicts is at a decades-long high.
Spearhair added that it is worrying to see investments in peace and conflict prevention steadily decreasing, while military spending is increasing worldwide. The Assistant Secretary General says much more needs to be done if we are to live in a world where, quote, peace resides. Jerry Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.